Sweating yet? The summer heat has officially arrived and it's here to stay for a while. And so, we've picked out 11 summer songs for you to instantly feel refreshed. I'm Angie Park and I'll be right back after this song. That was Dun Dun Dance by Oh My Girl. Welcome to K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio. Happy Friday, June 11th, 2021. We're here to refresh you, to cool you. I know the weather's been really on and off, actually. We still, it wasn't as rainy as a couple weeks ago, but still, we're getting, the sporadic rainfalls in here in the country of Korea. I just hope it's a little drier than last summer. Last summer took the cake, man. It was just rain, never going away. But still, it has been a good preview these days of how hot things are going to get, because it's hot already. I'm telling you, earlier in the week, I think I was just sweating by just standing. That should speak volumes. I was literally just standing. I wasn't even doing anything. I was barely moving. And I could feel myself starting to sweat. It was that hot. So 11 songs to cool you guys off, but also raise the vibe for the summer season. You may be wondering, 11, that's kind of random. Why not 10? Well, we just wanted to add a little twist. Also, we couldn't make up our mind. So, why not go for 11? We had Oh My Girl, Dun Dun Dance, that started off our show. It's about been a month, maybe, since that song has been released. Still very much addicted to it. It's a fun dance one. Another one, a little bit older, Twice is Dance the Night Away. A lot of the Twice's songs are actually summery, but this one, it just has that summer beach sort of dancing, just without any cares in the world type of a vibe, right? Winners Love Me, Love Me. This is another great summer track, this time by a boy idol group. EXO's Coco Bob. This one's from a few years back, but the guys were wearing Aloha shirts for their performances. So if that doesn't scream summer, I don't know what does. Mamamoo. I know they have their new one out, but this one is still one of my faves. 별이 빛나는 밤, Starry Night. Very sexy beach vibe. It's like I went on a summer trip alone to a beach resort town and I ran into someone and I have a flower in my ear and like a long maxi dress. Are maxi dresses still a thing? Wonder Girls, Why So Lonely? It's reggae pop. Reggae, come on now. That's summer, beach, Jamaica, all the good stuff. Chunga's Love You. She has so many great songs, actually, but Love You, that's the one where she wore her cute outfit with like a bikini top and a visor. Only Chunga can make visors look that good, huh? BTS is Butter because, it's BTS and it's new and it's butter and I love butter on toast and anything. So, 여자친구지, friends, 여름 여름에, sunny summer. This is a sort of a tangy, tart, sort of refreshing summer dance track. Blackpink's Forever Young because I don't care how old you are. When the summer season comes around, we all become a little bit more like a kid at heart, right? Maybe it's the beach, the warmer weather, the more times outdoors, but Forever Young, that's like our anthem. And last but not least, Jay Park's song featuring Hoodie and Loco, All I Wanna Do. This is the perfect summer drive song. Top down, convertible. If you can get a convertible, go get one and then play this song. We'll pick out some songs from this list and play it for the next three song breaks before Peter arrives with his playlist, actually. Let's start off with winner song, Love Me, Love Me. Winners, Love Me, Love Me. Are you guys loving our summer playlist? Some good tracks that we're going to play out to hopefully keep you vibing with the summer feels and keeping you a little bit cool in the process. I don't know what the weather is like in your neck of the woods. Hopefully, though, these songs will make your weather more pleasant. Let's go over the ways you can tune into our show. We air Monday through Fridays. That's 8 to 9 p.m. Korea Standard Time or 1100 to 1200 hours UTC. You can tune in via shortwave radio, 9.515 megahertz. That's bound for Europe. 9.630 megahertz bound for India. We have apps like the KBS World Radio app, KBS World Radio On Air app, KBS Kong app, and podcasts through whatever podcast app we do ask of you. Oh, come on, I'm begging. I'll beg of you. No, keep my dignity. If you have a minute, would you please, I just recommend for you to give us a rating on our podcast so that more people can get involved, get connected to our show. And what else is there? Our Gram account, that's an important one. At KBS K-pop is the handle. Go ahead and give us a follow. And our homepage for any more info you may need, that's at world.kbs.co.kr. Here's Wonder Girls with Why So Lonely, and then we have EXO's Coco Bop. Would you like coffee or tea? This is a daily segment where we have a chit-chat. Let's refuel or wind out together, talking about anything and everything that sparks a conversation. It would be considered polite to light a match after passing gas in a room. But while on a plane? Okay, that's obviously a big no-no, right? Back in 2006, an airplane of a major American airline was forced to make an emergency landing after a passenger lit a match to disguise the scent of her flatulence. This is according to authorities' reports. This flight was Dallas-bound from Nashville, a 2 to 3 hour trip, and when several passengers reported smelling burning sulfur from the matches, all 99 passengers and 5 crew members were forced to be taken off and screened while the plane was searched and luggage was screened. When the FBI eventually questioned the woman about it, she admitted she struck the matches in an attempt to conceal a body odor that came from an unspecified medical condition. An authority said it's humorous in a way, but you feel sorry for the individual as well. It's unusual that someone would go to those measures to cover it up. The flight took off again, but the woman was not allowed back on the plane. The woman, who was not identified, was not charged in the incident. I feel for her. When you're a little kid, when you're a student and passing gas, it's super embarrassing, right? And you think it's the end of the world to be caught passing gas, and it's disgusting and blah, blah. But as you become an adult, you start to sort of have more generosity, if that's the right word. You're a little bit more generous with other people's bodily stuff. We become more understanding because we understand that that's part of life. And as you get older, even, it gets even worse. Like grandmas and grandpas who will just be walking and then they like, oops, let one out, you know? You understand. It's kind of cute in a way. But see, it changes. I think less people are understanding of it if you're stuck in a confined space and then the smell can be a little bit not so pleasant. Then obviously you know that, okay, people are not going to be as understanding about this. What do I do? And so the quickest fix would be to light a match, right? I thought you're not even allowed to carry matches. I don't think those are even allowed on your carry-on. So I'm not too sure how she was able to bring that on. If anything, I think that's the biggest concern here. Not the fact that she lit them, but the fact that they didn't catch that she even brought the matches onto the plane. But yeah, I feel for her. I do. If it's a bodily condition that she can't control, then how embarrassing must that be for her, and how stressful must have that 2 to 3 hour plane ride been for her, right? Let's all try to be a little bit more understanding. Just breathe through your mouth. Breathe through your mouth, people. All right, here is Chungha with Love You, and then 여자친구, G-Friend with 여름 여름 해, Sunny Summer. Vibes.
1 to 5.
1 to 5. So it's vibes time. Peter's in the studio with the ultimate dance playlist for this week's vibe.
Oh, yeah. You're in the mood already. You're having a little boogie-woogie.
Oh, gosh. Did you use the word boogie-woogie?
You know, someone in their 50s pointed that out to me the other day.
Goodness.
And were like, are you saying boogie? Like, even they were too young to be saying that.
Wait, do you in the UK say boogie?
I think.
Or is it just boogie?
Boogie-woogie.
No!
Boogie?
Yeah,
boogie sounds weird to me.
We say boogie woogie.
Boogie woogie.
No, not boogie woogie.
No, that's what I'm saying.
It's boogie woogie.
We invented English, and I'm sure boogie is in the Oxford Dictionary.
So the rest of England will back you up, and they will pronounce
sure.
it that way.
I'm pretty sure. Let's have a boogie. A boogie. Yeah, boogie sounds like booger.
Boogie sounds like booger.
But we don't say booger either. We
say
bogey. That's a longer vowel sound as well. Maybe
weird.
We do that with all the vowels. I don't know.
Well, even our boogers are different.
They are, yeah. When I first heard that, I thought it sounded like an English kind of swear word. You replace the O's for U.
What do you call earwax?
We don't call it boogers or bogeys. We call it earwax.
Okay.
What do Americans say?
We say earwax.
Oh, okay. Not talking about earwax.
No, not about bodily excretions.
That would be really good for a playlist, I feel.
Earwax playlist.
Like reaching. It would be a bit of a stretch, but I think I could do it.
You do like Meteor's dirty.
I don't think it's dirty. It's lovely. And have your kids got the same wax as you and
it's
your hubby?
Dry
have you all
and
got the
flaky.
Same?
All are we talking you? About earwax
Sorry.
Right now?
Yeah, you're right. Let's save it
no,
for when we do
mind,
the earwax playlist.
But I think
playlist.
A lot of our listeners
yeah,
don't like
we'll
this.
We'll save it. They're going to look forward to that.
All right, all right. So, whoo, back into the dance mood. Let's boogie
boogie. I never thought about that when I was on the dance floors, to be honest.
What?
Stuffing people's ears.
Yeah,
you don't
that's
think
weird.
About that. The reason I'm bringing it in, much like last week's playlist, you can't go on a plane, most of us, or we're struggling to. We also can't go for a dance in a club without masks
oh, yeah.
and stuff like that.
It's so dangerous.
And I think people miss that. And I'm one of those people. So I'm going to like expel all my pent up dancing.
Nice.
And I am a dance king, if I say so myself.
You're on radio for a reason. You never have to prove this.
This first track is just a really dancey K-pop track. And there are a lot, you know, in that kind of category.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the kind of, I don't know, groovy dance that I like.
It's I do like this.
Free Somebody from Luna. And yeah, when you're dancing, you know, some people do need a bit of like liquid courage.
Yeah.
And that's for a reason, because you want to be really free to be a good dancer.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be too down that scale, because then you're just making a fool out of yourself.
True.
But there's a little nice sweet spot where you're on it. And your body just moves to the beat.
It's
and you
like
can
you're
see
uninhibited.
Me. Angie's lucky to see me groove in the studio.
Oh, I thought you were shooing a fly away. Let's listen to this song, Luna's Free Somebody. Luna's Free Somebody warming us up for our ultimate dance playlist.
Oh, you're all warm. You're all limber now.
Stop doing that.
I'm just stretching. I want to give a full account of myself. Like, I could just speak and sit still, but I want the listeners to know, and they'll feel it in my voice, that I am dancing.
You know those balloon figures that you put outside of new stores on opening day?
I've only seen those in Korea. Do they have them in the States
as
well?
I've never seen them in the States.
Okay, yeah.
But you kind of look like that.
Yeah, all right. That's not what I was going for. I was going for sexy guy in the club. But next song.
Yes.
I think this is going to be my jam when the clubs do open again.
What is it?
and I'm probably not allowed in them anymore, but Monster X with Hero, it's like got a really macho beat.
Oh, yeah, they're powerful stuff, huh?
Yeah, and, you know, sometimes I'm not a very manly macho guy. I don't think anyone would describe me that way.
Okay.
But sometimes in the club, uh-huh. you know, maybe if I'd had a couple of drinks,
yeah.
I'd feel like, oh, yeah, I'm the man, uh-huh. you know, and I'd feel like I never, ever usually feel.
Like your shoulders kind of pumped up
yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah, like I'm macho. Yeah, that girl, she likes me. I'd think like overconfidently.
There's that club etiquette, right? The guy will slowly inch closer and then the girl, if she's into it, kind of close the gap. If she's not, then...
I didn't know about that etiquette. Oh, okay. That's why I failed. I never... like, scored a goal in a club night, ever.
What?
Like,
no.
ever.
If you're slowly
Seriously.
Creeping in and she starts dancing a little bit harder as she walks away, that means she's running away.
I thought that was her kind of saying, chase me, chase
That's
me.
That's club code for, I'm running away, but don't want to make it obvious.
This would be the track when I'm feeling pumped. And yeah, maybe wrongly I'm feeling that way, but super confident. You know, I can be your hero. Don't worry, I'm your man. I uh-huh. can be your hero. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And it's got saxophones, everything.
I wish we could film you in a club. That'd be fun.
Club cam on Pete, yes. And it talks about even having lots of competitors. But yeah, I'm going to protect my princess.
Nice.
Number
three. Powerful song. And then going from that to this.
This is in here. I don't know, maybe you're too young to have
really... No, I remember this.
Oh, wow. Pakko Change
yes.
from Lee Jong-hyun. The stage performances, if you look these up on the Tubi U's, it's really interesting.
It looks like performance art a little bit, like,
yes.
like modern
like
dance.
Like a bit arty-farty.
Yeah.
But the song is not in that way at all. It's like a really rudimentary dance track.
It makes you move. I remember when my mom went to Korea, she brought back cassette tapes.
Mm.
Yep, that's right. And this was one of the bigger songs on that.
Yeah, this is a boogie-woogie one as well. And it reminds me of the old night culture in Korea of nightclubs.
Oh, gosh.
This used to be played there without doubt. And it's really interesting. They've kind of disappeared nowadays.
Yeah.
But for our listeners that don't know, when they're around, they had this kind of rotation with the music. They'd have a few dance tracks, everyone would get up and dance,
yep.
and then they'd have the slow tracks.
Yeah, that was weird.
And most people would go off the dance floor, apart from maybe a couple of couples
uh-huh.
or people who had met and they liked each other. And this was one that would get everyone on the dance floor.
So not the slow song.
Myself included.
This is a good one. Our listeners, we encourage you to dance it out. We promise you will feel so much better.
We promise.
Yes. Yeah, starting off, Monster X with Hero.
And then Lee Jong-hyun with Pakko Change. Y'all know what it is, man. Monster! Monster! Monster X is a bitch right here. X. What? 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 Okay, man. Let's go.
That was Lee Jong-hyun with Pakko Change. And before that, we had Monster X with their charismatic song, Hero. We're down to the last two on Peter's Ultimate Dance playlist. Oh, I love this song by Psy.
Yeah, maybe you might not think Psy and dance songs. Well, Gangnam Style, of course.
No, I disagree.
Right now, you're right. You will think Psy and dance
yeah.
songs. He does also have some ballady stuff, if you dig deep enough, and
uh-huh.
some emotional tracks. But this is kind of a feel-good dance
yeah.
track. Right, what we need is love, dun, 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 dun. Like you're
and
feeling Taeyang euphoria.
Just, he really adds to it, you know.
I think most girls out there, 90%, love his voice.
Yeah,
kind of love him at his peak in the music videos.
His
topless.
Peak. Oh.
I'm not saying he's past his peak. Maybe there is another peak to come. There
uh-huh.
are mountain ranges where there are several peaks.
There's lots of peaks. Yeah,
and so that's a great track from Psy featuring Taeyang. But I want to talk more about my number one
yes.
pick. Unknown artists in many circles, perhaps, Dive In, and the track is called Coco Shine.
Okay, how did you find this group, I'm assuming?
It's a single artist, right? It sounds like a group, but
yeah.
Dive In is a guy who debuted in 2017. He's kind of electronica pop artist,
oh.
and it's got a really chilled vibe. It's the kind of dance music that came about maybe in the last 5 years.
Okay.
You're not really sure whether you should be dancing to it or not, but you'll definitely be swaying with
so,
a drink in your
sort
hand.
Sort of like the pigeon bob.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That's not an attractive way of describing that dance, but yes, that's it on point. His inspirations are like Daft punk and Michael Jackson.
Oh, I love
kind
it.
Of comes out like that. And he admits to being a bad dancer. And I like that about
okay.
my top pick for a dance track. It's quite ironic.
You know who's another one? I think it was Hoinguk. Was this Hoinguk that says he's a bad dancer too?
He doesn't look like he'd be a good dancer.
I kind of agree.
I'm sorry, Hoinguk. But yes, when he first came out, that was kind of his music, though. A few things with a bit
he
of
tried,
danciness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't. He's a good actor, let's say.
Okay, okay. He's a good singer, too, though.
You're right.
Cocoa shine, what does this mean?
It's talking about the lips being a color, rouge cocoa shine. I wonder if that's like a certain brand or
I
something.
I feel like it could be an actual lipstick color.
You
nice.
Do need good lip color on a club night out as a lady and a boy. A boy needs good lip balm.
Uh-huh.
I've always taken that in my pocket in the club.
You don't want to be all chapped and flaky.
Not at all.
No. All right, Peter, thank you for your ultimate dance playlist. I'm sure it put our listeners in a very good mood. We'll see you next week.
Oh, boogie out the studio.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Here's Psy featuring Taeyang with Love and then Dive In with Coco Shine.
What we need is love. What we need is love.
Today's K-pop connection was just filled with feel-good tracks. Blackpink's gonna take us out. Another summer pick from us. This one's called Forever Young. Our producer is Sophia Hong, writers Harim Kim. I'm Angie Park. This has been K-pop Connection. You may disconnect now.